choo-choo train.
Yeah, Santa Claus is coming in a boogie-woogie choo-choo train. And Rudolph, can't you just see that red nose right under that smokestack coming down the track? Hi, it's Marilyn from Louisville, Kentucky, 115 North Keats, K-E-A-T-S Avenue, Louisville, Kentucky, 40206. You can leave a message at the beginning of this tape erasing this, or you can call at 773-572-7744. That's my Fillmore box. Leave me a message. I don't return calls unless you're on the Fillmore system, but I'll be glad to take requests or suggestions or whatever in any form. My email address is Merry Christmas. Yep. Isn't that appropriate? At bellsouth.net. If you want to keep this tape, you can substitute another 90 tape. Be sure it's a 90. Or you may put a dollar in, hopefully in an envelope, so nosy people won't find a dollar they might want to make off with if they decide that, that box is too light. And let's see, are there any other housekeeping details? This magazine is for the U.S. only. If there's anything I've left out, ask me and I'll tell you next time. Side A, I'm going to call Visions of Christmas. And it's going to be performances by people with visual handicaps. Side B is done by Neil Grant, one of our subscribers. He has some unusual Christmas music, stuff you probably have never heard before. Some of it goes back half a century. Yeah, some of us really are that old. Let's start out with some of the famous folks. How about the man, Mr. Ray Charles, doing Baby It's Cold Outside. And follow that with Ronnie Millsap doing a non-traditional Christmas song from his album from a long time ago.
I really can't stay.
Betty, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Betty, it's cold out there.
This evening has been
hoping that you drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hand. They're just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to
beautiful
worry.
What's your hurry?
And Father will be pacing the
listen
floor.
To that fireplace.
So really I better
beautiful, please don't hurry.
Well, maybe just a
why don't
drink
you put
more?
Some records on while I pour?
And the neighbors might think,
Betty, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight now.
To break the spell.
Take your hat, your hair looks red.
I ought to say no, no.
Mind
no,
if I'm moving closer.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
Ah, but it's cold outside.
It's cold outside.
The answer is no.
I say it's cold out there.
The welcome has been.
How lucky that you dropped in.
So nice and warm.
Look out that window. Man, that's
my sister will be suspicious.
Your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mine is delicious.
Your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a
cigarette
more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to go home.
Better you freeze out there.
Say, lend me your comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch my hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
There's
me?
There's bound to be time to
think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and died,
I really can't stay.
Get over that old now.
Oh, but it's cold.
In the stars tonight, it shines with a wondrous glow. There's a whisper of love in the silence of gently falling snow. There's cookies and milk on the table, ribbons on bright candy canes. Every child who is able has their nose to the window pane. 'Cause for only one night of the year, you can see flying reindeer. And if you believe in Christmas Eve, there's no telling who will appear. With his whiskers and pipe, he comes only one night of the year. It's a sugar plum world of cinnamon swirls, a hint of pine wood in the air. As the church bell chimes, I count 12 times, slip into my easy chair to watch the fire die to an ember and drift into a winter dream of a magical night in December and faith in a sight unseen. And for only one night of the year, can see flying reindeer. And if you believe in Christmas Eve, there's no telling who will appear. With his whiskers and pipe, he comes only one night of the year. Christmas Eve, raise a glass of good cheer, 'cause wishes we might, it comes only one night of the year.
Okay, here's a couple of contest winners. This gentleman won the Speak to Me Talent contest. It ran into a little difficulties because of some bad software in August. Anyway, he was the pronounced winner in the contemporary music sound division with a song about a sweetheart and a Christmas. He wrote it himself. His name is Stephen Aminoff. And he will be followed by Deb Saylor. Deborah Saylor from Huntsville, Alabama, is a voice and piano teacher. She placed very high in the amateur pianist competition, the Van Cliburn contest. I've forgotten if it was second or third. Debbie, I apologize. Anyway, she had to go to Paris for her final competition. Here's a couple of songs by Deb.
A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I hope that your life is just where you want it to be, and where things should get better, I pray they will in time. This wish for the best to you is mine. Just wanted to take this time to let you know in a song, you're very much a part of me. And when I think of you, it always makes me smile. Just know I love you. Just wanted to take this time to let you know in a song, you're still very much a part of me. And when I think of you, it always makes me smile. Just know I love you. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I hope your life is just where you want it to be, and where things should get better, I pray they will in time. This wish for the best to you is mine.
Santa comes to Alabama in a big red pickup truck, 'cause Santa Claus knows down here it never snows, and he didn't want to get the sleigh stuck. When Rudolph got to Nashville, he said, we've gone too far, so we'll stay warm in a great big barn, and you can go rent yourself a car. So Santa's helpers took all the presents, and they put them in the back, and Santa stopped off at a filling station for an Alabama road map. So when he pulls up in your yard, you know that you're in luck, 'cause Santa comes to Dixie in a big red pickup truck. Santa's helpers took all the presents, and they put them in the back, And Santa stopped off at a filling station for an Alabama road map. So when he pulls up in your yard, you know that you're in luck. 'Cause Santa comes to Dixie in a big red pickup truck.
Well, you know, what's Christmas without a little egotism, right? Here is my daughter, Carol Ann Ellsworth. She was Carol Ann Caton at the time she recorded this, and she was 9 months pregnant. We were trying to get a Christmas, family Christmas CD out in 1997. She does her own keyboard work and her own harmony. And we'll follow Carol Ann with a poem that I wrote and set to a MIDI file for My Favorite Things. It's about a cute little Christmas creature.
Said the night wind to the little lamb, do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb, do you see what I see?
What I see?
A star, dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite, with a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the night, shepherd boy, up the tree with a voice as big as the sea. With a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know?
What I know, what I know.
In your palace warm, mighty king, do you know what I know?
What I know, what I know.
A child, a child. Listen to what I say.
What I say, what
I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere. Listen to what I say.
What I say, what I say.
A child, sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light.
Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, except for one little mouse. So white and so fat and so proud to be free, everyone else was celebrating, so why shouldn't he? Maybe some Twinkies, a treat most forbidden, and he knew exactly where they'd been hidden. Now careful he must be, or a trap might beset him, or poison that smelled just like candy could get him. To the top of the cabinet, to the top of the fridge, across that old vent hood, what a wonderful bridge. All right, there they are on the microwave shelf, and he ate one whole Twinkie in spite of himself. Now, away with the paper, can't leave any sign. Good job, hit the trash can. Everything should be fine. So for a snooze in the new tater sack, but better keep one ear open in case someone should come back. Oh no, what was that? A trap got my tail. I came down Christmas, he started to wail. He cried for a minute and he tried to get free. If they find me tomorrow, I'm past history. Oh, why did I eat that whole Twinkie? I'm feeling yucky. And if that cat should come in, man, I'm one sitting ducky. He grew very thoughtful with the rooster's first song. His mama had told him, son, you've got to be strong. If you're going to survive in this cat and mouse world, you got to make choices. With his mind in a whirl, he thought and he thought. Then he knew what to do. Okay, good buddy, how fast can you chew? It's going to be painful and you're going to look frail. But I'd rather be ugly than to die from a tail. He chewed and he gnawed. He stopped just a minute. It was the struggle of his little young mouse life, and he just had to win it. The big clock struck seven, and then sure enough, with a grin between his whiskers, in wandered Fluff. With a desperate jerk, he leaped to the sink. I better make tracks for my nest, don't you think? It's under the freezer where I can't retrieve it. Too bad about my tail. I'll just have to leave it. Now don't think too badly about this mouse that looks odd without that pipe cleaner at the end of his bod. He's a real hero, a first-class winner. For a minute there, he was sure to be the cat's Christmas dinner. Just hide all that tempting old junk food next year. After all, you might save him some toes or an ear.
How about let's go back to the famous folks again? Roy Orbison is said to be partially sighted. I've heard that disputed, but I've also heard it most of my adult life. Anyway, it's a good excuse to play pretty paper. We'll follow that with Stevie Wonder doing, once again, a non-traditional Christmas song.
To your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Crowded streets, busy feet hustle by him. Downtown shoppers, Christmas is nigh. There he sits, all alone on the sidewalk, hoping that you won't pass him by. Should you stop? Better not, much too busy. You're in a hurry, my how time does fly. In the distance, the ringing of laughter, and in the midst of the laughter, he cries. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write I love you.
Looking at me, oh, everyone's a kid at Christmas time. when you were just a kid, the world is on a holiday. Everyone's a kid at Christmas time. A holly jolly kid at Christmas time. Everyone from Maine to Baton Rouge got the news. Even Scrooge. Everyone's a kid at Christmas time. A holly jolly kid at Christmas time. Everyone from Maine to Baton Rouge got the news.
Here's Kelly Williams. She's a blind gal who does her own accompaniment with the cue chord, which is a guitar-shaped instrument with sort of an accordion bass and a strum plate where you would normally pluck the strings on a guitar. And she has several CDs in contemporary Christian music. And she was not in the most sophisticated recording situation when she did this one, so she sounds a bit digital because we had to take out some noise. And she was not able to do her own harmony on these recordings as she has done on later recordings. Still, you get the feeling that she's a happy gal.
Dashing through the snow in one horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Hey! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Bright was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lank, misfortune seemed its lot. He got into a drifted bank, and then we got upset. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh.
Here's Jose Feliciano. The first time I heard about him, I was visiting a friend in New York City, and he was doing a concert, and tickets were available for people who worked at the New York Association for the Blind, and my friend was a rehab teacher there, so we got to go. And he was best known then for his guitar work. And, of course, he's not a bad singer at all, and certainly put this song on the map.
Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
Well, it's time to close out my side. By the way, the first song on side B could have been on this side of the tape. Now, does that have you curious? Here's a treat to end side one. And before I do that, I want to say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, and all that stuff to everybody from our family to your family. A bunch of blind people got together at a rehab center or a guide dog school, I'm not sure which, back in the early 80s, and they made a parody on the 12 Days of Christmas, talking about all the things that blind people use. Some of the things you may not recognize if you're not a user yourself, but you will understand about talking clocks and canes and brailers and things like that, I believe. It's a hoot for those of us who use them. Please don't take offense at us poking a little fun at ourselves. They keep talking about the Commission for the Blind. The Commission gave us such and such. That's the organization that provides rehab services and runs rehab centers. Sometimes they kind of take control, it feels like, in a young blind person's life when they're trying to pick a college, pick a job, whatever. And we poke a little fun at them, too.
Sounds like alphabet.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
On the first day of Christmas, the commission gave to me a guide dog, cause I can't see. On the second day of Christmas, the commission gave to me two talking books and a guide dog, cause I can't see. On the third day of Christmas, the commission gave to me three braille slates, two talking books, and a guide dog, cause I can't see. On the fourth day of Christmas, the commission gave to me four repair machines, three braille slates, two talking books, and a guide dog, cause I can't see. On the fifth day of Christmas, the commission gave to me five talking books, four repair machines, three braille slates, two talking books, and a guide dog, cause I can't see. On the sixth day of Christmas, the commission gave to me six talking plastic, five talking quads, four cassette machines, three braille slates, two talking books, and a guide dog, cause I can't see. On the seventh day of Christmas, the commission gave to me seven canes of tapping, six talking plastic, five talking quads, three braille slates, two talking books, and a guide dog, cause I can't see. On the eighth day of Christmas, the commission gave to me eight Perkins braille, seven kind of tapping, six talking blasting, five talking quads, four cassette machines, three braille slates, two talking books, and a guide dog, cause I can't see. On the ninth day of Christmas, the commission gave to me nine watches closing, eight Perkins braille, seven canes attacking, six talking glancing, five talking clocks, four cassette machines, three braille slates, two talking books, and a guide dog, cause I can't see. On the tenth day of Christmas, the commission gave to me 10 opticons, 9 watches closing, 8 Perkins braille, 7 canes attacking, 6 talking blasting, 5 talking.
Four cassette machines, three rails, place, two talking boys.